So this guy, at the minimum, has left heart dilatation, as evidenced by his S3 heart sound, reflective of a dilated cardiomyopathy. We cannot come out and say that he has congestive heart failure because congestive heart failure equals left heart failure plus right heart failure, and he doesn't have overt right heart failure signs in this setting, such as JVD, peripheral edema, hepatosplenomegaly. But the crackles on the lungs, so the pulmonary findings, those are reflective of left heart failure. So S3 heart sound, he has a dilated heart, dilated cardiomyopathy. He's going to have decreased ejection fraction. Okay, that's what an S3 heart sound means in a pathologic sense. Decreased ejection fraction, systolic dysfunction, okay, increased volume in the left ventricle. So because of the systolic dysfunction, the kidneys are not going to be perfused as well as they should be. You're going to get an increase in the renin-angiotensin system. So not only are you going to get increased plasma volume from higher aldosterone and fluid retention, but you're also going to get increased angiotensin II binding to those peripheral arterioles, causing vasoconstriction. So increased systemic vascular resistance in the setting of decreased ejection fraction. And then pulmonary capillary wedge pressure is increased because that equals left atrial pressure, okay? You need to know PCWP equals left atrial pressure. And if we have left heart dysfunction, there's going to be increased afterload in the left atrium, and that will back up to the lungs. So there's more pressure in the pulmonary capillaries as well. That's why we get the pulmonary edema. It's increased hydrostatic pressure in the pulmonary capillary beds with transudation of that fluid in the alveolar spaces, causing an increased AA gradient. Okay. This guy has a 2-on-6 holosystolic murmur. This is mitral regurg, which you can get due to ischemia. So coronary atherosclerosis is going to be the most common cause of dilated cardiomyopathy, and likewise, the most common cause of mitral regurg, just simple ischemia. So the two go together. And the fact that the murmur does not radiate to the axilla is not significant. Murmurs don't always show up in questions as you read in textbook. You have to be a little bit flexible and just put things in context. So also, this guy has a lateralized apex beat. Normally, the apex beat should be in the left intercostal space, fifth. Sorry, in the apex beat should be in the left inter the apex beat should be in the left midclavicular line, fifth intercostal space. This guy has it all the way out in the anterior axillary line in the sixth intercostal space. Okay, so that reflects a dilated heart. It's not specific for dilated cardiomyopathy. You can also have hypertrophic disease causing a lateralized apex beat, but when we put that in conjunction with the S3 heart sound and the bivascular crackles, just paints an overall picture of dilated cardiomyopathy. I should note tangentially, because there's a lot to talk about, but if we had an S4 heart sound here, that in contrast would reflect preserved ejection fraction. That would be reflective of diastolic dysfunction, where the left ventricle cannot expand as easily. That's seen in hypertrophic and restrictive cardiomyopathies. Okay. But in this case, once again, S3 heart sound, dilated heart, decreased ejection fraction. That's it.